Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here, everybody. What's going on? It's your boy Jedi Ronin up here in the cut. What is this? There's a presence here, a presence I haven't felt since.
I'm sorry, guys. It's been. I think it's been 2 months. I've been on hiatus. I'm still not back technically, but you know, we had a cool opportunity that, you know, presented itself. So I stepped in to help my boy. Please don't text me, people. I will come back when I come back. Things are progressing. But for this, we have a special guest on. If Meech, you want to introduce him.
All right. We got ourselves the one, the only Ado Newman, the Newman of the Four. Go ahead, introduce yourselves for the good peoples.
Hello, everyone. It is Podcast Edo, known as Edo4, and I am here with Blurred City, and I am a content creator for YouTube.
Nice. So, I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right. So, we almost ended up getting your pod canceled at the start. So, we're going to hit our people with the legal spiegel.
With a sweet.
Hey, don't do it. All right. So the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own, namely mine, his, and his. and it reflects no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is very strongly advised.
All right. So this isn't a full episode, people. So usually we do a what's hot, which is like what's cool and nerddom or everything, but none of us know how long this episode is going to be, since it was kind of spontaneous opportunity. But if there's anything that like is going on in nerd culture before we get into the deep interview with you that you're like interested in right now, do you have it?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. What was that?
It's like, is there anything like going on in nerd culture that you've kind of been like locked into recently?
Not really much, except for, you know, just watching a few animes that's like coming up on 9X Anime, and you know, just doing the usual thing of just working on the podcast and stuff like that. You know, not much now. Like I got nothing. It's just I just got here. You know, we all literally just got here, and we're just starting off the year. So not much.
That's fair. Meech, you want to kick it off?
All right. Yeah. So of course this is a, you know, time where we can go ahead and, you know, interview you. Got a couple questions. We like to go ahead and hit our special guests with. So like, firstly, you know, you introduced yourself before and or like earlier. Just wanted to like reiterate that. Like what do you like do on the, it's like, yeah, what do you typically do, you know, in the realm of content creation?
Content creation. So what I typically like to do, so on my podcast, I usually just have guests that just, you know, talk about future projects, talk about like anything or what's on their mind, and including just me talking about what's going on with mine. And then I also have like the main channel, which is kind of the same thing like Edo4, and it's just anything that I could just really think of. I know like at the moment there is some stuff that is being worked on, especially with a good friend of mine named Downheart. We're about to do something special where we're going to, I guess, have like freestyle battle on like where we're being interviewed right now on Zoom. Ooh. But it'll come like later in the works. Like for now, we're still like kind of setting up everything. And for podcasts, you know, just doing the usual thing, and also a little bit on the side, I've been working on a little bit of music as well.
Nice, nice, nice. How did they come up with the Down Heart name? Because we have an award when we do movie reviews where it's the Down Bad or the Down Tremendous for simps.
So this is a friend of mine. His name is Aaron. He is also from the same area that you guys are from, Texas. And he just came up with the name. That's his stage name. That his real name is Aaron, and his stage name is Down Heart. And we're both like the same age and stuff, you know, and it's interesting because I met him like around 3 years ago, which was like my third anniversary of my main channel. And that was also the year I started the podcast channel at the time.
Nice. And your friend Aaron, has he started the rumbling at all?
A bit. He is on socials. He is just like kind of like doing the same thing of like making music and, you know, working with people. Even one of the guests I interviewed, a good friend of his name is Manili, and he recently, like not too long ago, dropped an EP that's called Illusions, and have like some really cool songs. I know one of the other ones that, excuse me, he'll drop, it'll have Down Heart being featured into it. The last one they couldn't really get it together, but they're working on it now. So yeah.
No, we'll get into nerddom, but for like the music part, like what kind of music is it? Like, is it like hip hop type, or are you
the music person
that you create?
That I create? Oh, okay. So the thing I would create within music, it would be like more like alternative or like indie, because I'm the type of person that likes to, I just want to like mix everything together. You know, I don't want to really put it into one stuff. Like I want to have like a lot of the songs I make for myself, and even if I produce people in the future and stuff like that, just anything that they feel like doing. So it's like if they feel like rapping in one song, that's cool, and then in the next song it could just be rock. It's just literally like how, so I feel like my genre of music is going to be put into the alternative and indie category, because it's just everything mixed together. Most people would say it's pop, but it's like, well, no, it's not that either.
dope. And especially like when it comes to that, music is actually just a big fascinating topic of ours. Of course, especially since we listen to music, especially me, since I go to the gym. But
it's like, whoa, what was that? Like, that subtle shade. I go to the gym.
Say what?
Oh, the especially me, I go to the gym. What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, I'm just getting my gains up. But yeah, I'm just saying it's because, hey, let's just say DreamCon 2024, we about to come up here and we're gonna come different. All right, I'm just saying it.
We all hitting different.
Yep.
Yes. All right. So with that, like, what kind of made you want to start a podcast? Like, what gave you the idea and then just moving forward with it?
Right. So it was literally, you guys won't believe it, but it was literally during the time when I graduated. So last year, we're kind of going back a little few steps. So last year, I graduated from Recording Arts. And at that time, back in 2020, this was during the pandemic. And then my brain was just thinking, it's like, you know what? I think I could do a podcast, because it's just, I thought it's like, well, no one's not really doing anything at the moment. And also within that same time, another inspiration, which this also goes for another shout out, is two good friends of mine named Sheik and Gusty Point. We had kind of like our own a year ago. It's on my podcast channel where we tried to do a podcast of our own called the Learning Shonen Podcast. We didn't really finish it because we were doing other stuff, but it's out, like all three episodes are available there. But that's literally, I thought of it because I was just thinking, it's like, you know what? I feel like this could be like a channel where I could kind of let myself a little loose, because in my main, I kind of have like a thing where I have to keep it like a certain way. And for the podcast, it could be like, oh, anything happens. And even for my main, the thing I would have if something goes down, especially for the podcast part, if it feels like something serious and stuff is going down, I have like a trigger warning sound, which, believe it or not, that sound is the Japanese earthquake warning that I just toned down. I'd be like, oh, this. And it's funny because when I watch Japanese program, they would actually play a noise that goes like, do. And it's like, I was like, oh, okay, something's about to happen. Something, usually it's something like, it's like we got a warning of like something big happening. And again, for their point, it's an earthquake. But yeah, how I came up with the podcast is just because I was like, I wanted to do something a little different. And something was saying, it's like, you know what? I should be interviewing people now. Like, that was just where my mind was at the time. And even to this, like, this was at that time, but the next year is when I went forward with it. And my first guest was actually supposed to be, like, it's a guest that I did interview later in time, which is the Thailand Trio Giant. We couldn't really decide, so we went with the Angpay 18. But, you know, a big shout out to, like, both of them, the Angpay 18 and the Thailand Group Giant, because they really were supporting me when it came down to it, and even other friends and family of mine, because it was an idea that took a while to really get off the ground. But I'm happy that, you know, this year, I believe we're about to hit 3 years into it. And I'm so happy I started this idea. And yeah, that's how I came up with the podcast. I just wanted to really interview people and stuff like that. How many years have you guys been doing this so far?
A year and a half.
Okay.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yes, but, actually just coming on now. Let's go ahead and transition a little bit, because in case the audience can't see our boy here, he definitely is of the blurred variety, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just want to know, like, hey, what was some of, like, your favorite shows or your favorite characters, favorite movies growing up?
Right. Well, you said favorite show first, right?
Yep.
Okay, so my favorite show, believe it or not, it was based off, like, my own name, and they just had their 25th anniversary Ed and Eddie. And on that note, it's actually been 20 years when I first caught it, and I was 7 years old. And let me tell you, for the year of 2004, a lot of stuff were, like, hitting different, and, like, new changes was coming, even in other cultures I've learned. I was, like, even one of my favorite things, Japan, that's when they had Ed, Edd n Eddy dubbed in Japan. They only had, like, two seasons, but they still had it in Japan, and even, like, lots of other cool stuff was happening. So TV show, that was Ed, Edd n Eddy. I would say maybe the first one I can remember off memory, and it was my favorite at the time and still is, was a lot of people, it's like a hate relationship and a scared relationship of the show. It's from PBS, and it's also from the BBC, Teletubbies. I loved Teletubbies like crazy. Like, I wasn't afraid. I loved all those four colorful characters. Afraid. And it was just, it was so magical. It was just like, wow, they have, like, they show stories in their tummies. And it's like, I mean, literally, like, my family and my cousins have said, you know, you cry when that show is over. Even though they had, like, a lot of bangers other shows on PBS and stuff, it was like, I loved that show so much, I cried when it was over. And that was a thing, like, growing up, like, my friends and stuff here, I'm not sure for Florida and definitely California, I can't really say so much, but for here, it was like a hate or scared relationship of Teletubbies and where I grew up. But Teletubbies was my first. And
I think it was the baby son.
Yeah, the baby.
It all started with that. It all started
creeped me out. I was like, oh, look how creative. I just must be built different. Or so, like, that's how it's like, it just must be different. And it's like, so that was the first thing I can remember. I can remember. And television wise, of favorites, Ed, Edd n Eddy. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, my favorite character of that is Double D. For Teletubbies, I think I just love everybody. And also, South Park, I'm going to throw them in there. It's like, my favorite character is Kenny, because he's, you know, it's just so cool and stuff.
I'm a Carmen fan.
I mean, I love all the characters and stuff. You asked for like movies too, right? Like that was the next one.
Yeah, whatever you are into in nerddom.
Maybe the first movie I can remember off the jump. I think I remember the Rugrats movie actually, and I from that time the very first one. I believe it's funny, it's first, and at that time I was 1 year old. So that's the first one I believe I can remember by memory. And favorites, that's a hard one because I really liked a lot. I would say the thing that it always leads me back into is always Cat in the Hat. It just leads me back to Cat in the Hat, the 2003 version with Mike Myers and stuff like that. And it was just something about it that was just so funny. And I'm just like, I love every bit of this. And that was the movie I like. I would say as far as outside stuff, like it's hard to really say for all the other stuff, but for Thailand is there's this movie called Extreme Game that it was like these 16s, which interesting enough, I think all six of them, they're like musical artists in real life and stuff. They're acting and they got to escape this bank that has balloons that's filled with bombs and stuff. And those were my first was Rugrats and favorites was Cat in the Hat and the Thailand movie in 96, 2 years before Rugrats, Extreme Game. Oh yeah, and Cat in the Hat.
That's dope. So like when we were on your podcast, you mentioned that you dropped a book as well. Like, if you want to talk about that.
Sure. And I also have it like right here too. This one is actually my mom's copy. So this book is basically literally like my life from my actual, you know, my personal, all that stuff, my life from like the beginning all the way to 2019. And then, you know, there is a sequel that's coming, but it's going to be coming in later in time just because this one just dropped. And the story is basically of how I really like everything that I like now, which is like movie making, you know, how I got into Japanese culture, anime, even the other Asian music stuff, and even, you know, what my life was like growing up in Louisiana, because the thing was, I was born in Atlanta, but I grew up here. Not, well, a little bit this house, but yeah, but that's basically it's an autobiography book. And the other thing I'm working on that's also coming in later time is audio version of the auto book. And that's what that book is about, is basically literally my life from beginning to 2019. And the book is available on Amazon to get your fluffy, floppy paperback. And also the Kindle version is also available too. The Kindle version is a bit cheaper. I really did try to like lower the price for this, but there was so many pages and stuff. And it was, you know, also it's like color too and stuff. It's like, I think $30, if I remember correctly, for the pick. But yeah, this is what the book is about. But also, like, I'm not going to be the person that be like, if you guys ask me stuff and be like, no, you have to read my book to figure it out. But no. I will answer, you know, stuff that's not even in the book at all and stuff like that. And even other parts I put in that book of like not even just like my life and creativity and stuff like that. It was more likely I talked about ranks of like what was my favorite, you know, anime, J-pop. I even go K-pop, T-pop, the C-pops, you know, I was going all in. And just, you know, just that's basically what that book is about, is about my life from the beginning to 2019. And it's all available in Amazon, and coming soon later in time this year is the audiobook version of this. So yeah.
Well, I certainly hope there's a sequel since it's a biography.
It's going to include you guys, but it's going to, like I said, it's going to come very later.
I would hope so, because that would mean that you're expired.
Hey, yo!
Wait, what?
No.
About like all the stuff I like. But like I said, if you guys got, you know, more questions, I do not mind answering anything. And even another big thing is like I act a little different because I actually have special needs. I actually have autism, by the way.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Like, I think it's your ex profile.
Things for us, it just works differently. Like, we literally, the term built different. That's just what happened. And like, certain stuff, it was difficult to do than what other people did. Like, putting on clothes, touching a doorknob, and like certain other stuff, it was like a challenge because it was like even putting on buttons and stuff, because it was like even writing, like, because that's why often I write with, you know, this pen instead of like pencils. And they gave me like a gripper thing that had my index do this as I'm writing. And, you know, that was the whole main thing of that. And that's, you know, that's the big part of the story is, I actually do have this. And, you know, I realize that the stuff I do, I realize I am inspiring a lot of people to, you know, be themselves and stuff like that. And even all the stuff that's even coming out for future stuff in 2024, it's also going to change their lives as well. So I'm happy to be, you know, at first it was a bit of a struggle because I just thought, well, maybe something's just wrong with me. But then I realized it's like nothing is wrong. And it took time for it to basically, you know, really get not even just accepted, but more likely for me to figure it out and be like, you know, proud of it, of what, you know, what we are right now. It's like we're all like, you know, we all Black and we all proud. You know what I'm saying? So it's like now I have this and now I'm also Black. And that was.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah, actually, you know what? Since we're still in like the realm of nerddom, right?
Okay.
Like, hey, let's like as a Black nerd.
Yeah, a blurred.
Yeah, as a blurred, especially like in like the climate, like from when you were growing up to now, like,
yeah.
How come you never left culture? What kept you in?
That's interesting. It's interesting because I never really knew that I was in it in the first place. But then it's like when I started to like really started to look at it and be like, oh, yeah, this is blurred stuff. I guess maybe the reason why I never really liked it is because, and I know this is like different than when you guys were growing up, because
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I have heard about the stories is that if you guys like a certain thing, you guys would have been like heavily judged somehow in my, I guess, this generation that I grew up in. It was just, I guess, a little bit different because like literally the people I was coming to that was like, hey, I like Sailor Moon and stuff like that. They all really supported it, even though they had no idea what it was about. And I know like half of them was just like, yo, this is, I don't know how you like this, but we're going to just let you slide. And, you know, they know the deal. They know the deal of just, I guess that's pretty much how I guess I never really left, is because it just was, it was something where I felt like, I guess it's just accepted, because even I was just coming out at a time where this was like, I guess in that realm of like the mid, like late 2000s, like 2009 and 2010, this is when the time where it's like, no, everybody likes it now. Like this was like the point, like I literally am that person that was saying like that meme that says, I liked this before it was mainstream. I really was that guy. But the thing is, I didn't know until like, even like, you know, Gundam Style, I was listening to the K-pop before Gundam Style. And even, you know, that was the, I guess I never really left it because I just felt like accepted to just, you know, be myself and just be like, you know what, if this is what I am, why hide it and stuff like that? I do understand the reasons why, but in the long run, I realized it's like, you know what? No, there's a lot of people that really like this stuff too. And I guess at the time, especially in the early days, I wasn't necessarily hiding it. It was just like middle surface. You know, I was in the middle of just like, it's out there. And then other times I didn't know how to express it. And it's, you know, also for what I have, that happens too, where it's like, we are like a little shy and stuff like that. So we're not really, ironically enough, like they say, like, that's how certain people in Japan, that's how they act. They don't really talk to anybody and try to strike up something that they don't know. So it was that. And like at the same time, it was like, it's like I was getting out of my shell. And then at the same time, there were a few other things that was pushing me back. Not really sadness or anything like that. It was just like figuring out when. Even like when I definitely say in that year when I started the podcast in 2021, when I was going, this was also the same time I started to talk about J-pop and stuff. And I was like, I finally get to talk about this, because I never really knew if I was or I could, because the copyright strike and stuff like that. And the biggest thing I got to thank for a video that took it off for that was the Thailand group Raptor and my Russian report. Those are the videos that actually made me be like, I could do this. And also, like, I'll be sharing, you know, I guess those videos. And also, I just completed my Japanese report last year of, and I know in this book, there's more than that, but I had it down to 23 because last year was 23. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to end it on a 23. So I have a playlist of that and a playlist of the other stuff. And oh, of course, again, like the link, I even have playlists of the year of like the years I've been on YouTube, even for the podcast. So it's like, I got that, so I could share that stuff to you guys. So yeah, I guess that's why I'm sorry. As a long story short, I just didn't leave because I just felt like I have to be here. I feel like the people, it's like being a superhero. You just gotta be there no matter how hard it is and stuff like that. And, you know, I was like, I just feel love. I know in later times and stuff like that, I am going to get the hate, but you know, I prepared myself with that. I understand why and stuff like that, but like, that's why I didn't leave, because it's like the people need me. And I felt, this is where I realized I feel comfortable. So that's why I didn't even know I was even there, but it's like, so that's why I just didn't leave. Yeah.
No. So with that, what's your biggest anime hot take?
So like anime topic. So I'm not sure if I have like a take per se. I guess maybe like anime hot takes per se. I guess, is it more like annoyance? Is it like that, or like something where it's like, I guess here's like an anime hot take. I think one thing I'm kind of getting a little bit tired of like hearing for like the English version for anime is that most of like, and I'm not blaming them for that, because I just feel like it is their job. I feel like when most people like they try to play a young character, it's like you hear that they're old. You hear that it's like, no, this does not sound like a 15-year-old girl. This sounds like somebody that's in their 40s or close to 60s. Like I'm just saying, like, I know they could have just did it the South Park way and just be like, just high pitch your voice so you can sound like that. Was, I guess that's the biggest hot take. And I realize it's been annoying me, because here is like, I'm not like that argument where it's like, no, this is why this is better. No. I'm not doing it that way. I'm just saying, like, just for like future stuff, you know, because sometimes, not all the time, sometimes when I'm watching a show in the original version, sometimes I want the character to kind of sound like a little bit of the same as the English version. Even here's the thing. Even if it's not completely like that, I'm just like, okay, he has a different voice or she has a different voice than what was there originally, but they made it their own to make it unique and stuff. And it's like, okay, that's cool. And I never had a problem with that. It's just like the ones that came out now, it just feels weird to like hear their voice. And you don't hear a kid, like you don't hear somebody that's like that character. It's like, I'm supposed to hear a 13-year-old, like I'm not supposed to hear a 31 or 51-year-old. So I guess that's a big hot take. And I mean, at least I'm not alone in that, because I realize when I go to the anime pages and they talk about the dub stuff, that's the biggest thing that they comment on. It's like, why do they sound older? Like, why do you sound like you're in your 50s or something like that? It's like it don't match. But also another thing, I guess, that's another take I'm going to say is I often watch a lot of stuff in dub, but if in any case I can't find it in that certain dub or something like that, then I definitely watch it in the original. And also, I've watched this stuff in like Spanish, Korean, Thai, Russian, just as curiosity because I wanted to learn voices. But yeah, that's the biggest anime hot take is like, please, if you're going to play a young character, please have your voice sound young. But one thing that's that, and I watched dub anime, like even I think the other part, it's like you didn't read the manga. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not the person that reads the manga too. But one thing that is cool that I kind of like is that not Yu-Gi-Oh! It was like, Vanguard. And there was this other show where they actually have the Japanese VA to play the English version. I'm like, oh, that is that. I like that. But I know this is all, and I know here's the other thing before, like, because I know there was, and I still love this man to this day, ProZD. He had a hot take about people should play only this and that. And I'm not really blaming him on this. And I know that's like a big hot take, but the reason why I'm not really blaming him for this is because I understand where he's coming from, because, you know, like he's an Asian American, you know, and just, you know, I understand where he's coming from. Like, I don't think he's saying it as like, no, this should be the standard and stuff like that. I just know that it's like he just had to say what he had to say because he is the minority. Right. That's the reason why I understand his take, because he is like a minority. But and it's funny because if it was anybody else that was lighter than us, right, then it would literally would have went haywire. But it's like, this is why it's like certain parts I'm like, no, just let him explain. But like, yeah, that's the hot take. Please have your voice sound like the character. And the other hot take, it's like I at times don't really watch the, I don't see the manga, although I have seen this YouTube channel that's called Anime Recap, and I think he uses AI, but the way he sounds is so funny. So I'm going to definitely share that and stuff like that. But yeah, that's the hot take. Please sound like the VA. I watch dubs and I stand for ProZD. So yeah, that's the hot take. That's my hot take.
Meech, I have a question for you, which is a hot take question almost. So, you know, like Kev on stage, he's done Attack on Titan reviews and currently on Death Note and just finished it. Is Death Note overrated? Think about it.
Me?
Think about it. No, both, really, Meech, but okay. Both of y'all. Think about
okay,
it.
Okay.
Everyone says it's amazing up to a certain point, which we're not going to say. And then after that point happens, it falls off completely. But when people talk about Death Note, it's always top tier.
Right.
So is it overrated?
Okay. Here's my take on that.
Okay.
It's just the fact that, all right, so I know, every anime has its up and downs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every anime has its up and downs. The overall quality of Death Note, like, given the first half, as I'm just going to narrate, the first half, which goes up until the point, is absolute peak. The second half, while it's not at absolute peak, it's not complete garbage either.
Okay.
It's like, it does fall off.
Yeah.
It's not like Seven Deadly Sins, the last.
Oh, movie. Yeah.
Or, actually, no, I'm not even going to throw that anime on the, under,
oh, okay.
I would get canceled immediately. But
because Tokyo Ghoul gets kind of like,
oh, yeah. That's
like, boom.
Or Black Butler season 1, peak.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2,
oh, Black
does not
Butler,
exist.
Okay.
Promised Neverland season 1,
yeah.
Peak. Season 2 does not exist.
They just gave up on season 2.
I was surprised for that one for the Promised, because I thought they completed it. I thought we did what we had to do. Like,
hey, I heard people that read the manga, they took out literally everything.
Yeah.
They literally gutted that entire manga apart. I don't know how that happened.
I guess my take on Death Note, now I can't really say much, especially because I didn't really watch the show even when it was like, one, I was young, and two, you know, it was just like, it was just there. Like, I'm not ignoring it. I do remember last year I came up with an anime tier list, and I believe now, like I said, if I am wrong of what I put on the list, like, I'm deeply apologize in advance. I believe I had, like, my tier list, it had, like, A to, like, awful. I put it on, I believe I put it on either not bad or pretty good, if I remember correctly. But especially because, like I said, I didn't really watch the show a lot. So, but I would say one of a cool thing I really liked, and I digged because, like, this person did which I could share him that to this as well, is one of the people who did, like, the second opening, Maximum the Hormone. This person did, like, a documentary about these guys, and it's funny because I was like, oh yeah, I haven't heard of these guys in a while. Like, and it's sad, it was like, at the time, that's the only one song I know, but when I was listening to it, I was like, I learned more. Even fun fact, Air Master, they now have, like, the lost English versions, if you've seen that show and stuff, because they also did the ending theme of Air Master. So they have the English version. It's hard to really say if it's the actual one or the Filipino English version. Even, like, other stuff, like, because a lot of lost anime media of English lost Filipino versions, it's coming back in action. I feel more likely you may be able to find it on archive, but yeah, I would say my take on Death Note, I guess I could say it's on, like you were saying, it's like, it's in the middle. It's not like I'm saying it's like it's mid, it's just like, it's there. It's like, it's on the high stature, and it's on the point where it's like, okay, yeah, you're free to turn it off if you feel it's too much. So yeah, that's my take on Death Note. Yeah,
that's fair.
Oh yeah, I was just saying, y'all both made good points. Like, me, that was a good point, because, like, the first part, you can't deny it's an incredible, it's like up there with AOT and
right,
all the best ones. But after the point, it's such a drastic. So, like, there's a lot of shows where, like, even a Soul Eater, where I love Soul Eater, I'm like, yo, that ending was
Sura. Would you guys want to know? I have a feeling you guys want to know what was my first and, like, you know, favorite anime, I guess. Okay, so the first anime I've ever seen, I was 5 years old. It was on Cartoon Network in 2002. Yeah, not Toonami, not even Adult Swim. It was Cartoon Network. It was Hamtaro. That was the first anime I've seen. And the one I really like a lot, and I've even said it for the Fusion Ha, but like I said, I'm never a burden to repeat myself at times, is Bobobo, and Azuma Daio. Those were my favorite, and especially because even the other thing, when the video editing that I did, even in the early days, I mixed those a lot. Even, like, my favorite cartoon shows, I did a lot where I mixed, because that was why it was my favorite. It's like, oh, because I mixed it with the other stuff a lot. And truth be told, I actually had a YouTube channel beforehand, but the thing is of, like, why I couldn't keep those is because copyright. And even when I put the, as I said before, the copyright law thing, they're like, no, we don't care that you put that down there. You are getting your stuff out of here. It's out of here. I tried that twice. That was that's my first anime was Hamtaro, and my favorite was Bobobo and Azuma Daio. And also, if you guys like to, you know, learn more about it, like, in case, like, there was some stuff, like, we didn't really touch or something like that, my book will at least explain, like, the basics of, like, other stuff of, like, why did this happen, how, all that stuff. But yeah, I got the book, and like I said, the link will be, it's on Amazon. Oh yeah, wait, I just realized, it's like, because most people can't even find it, because it's like, Link, what are you talking about? Okay, so my book is called Fast Ed, Who Am I For Real, Growing Out with Edo, Part 1. I know it's a pretty long title, but let me reiterate for the people in the back. Fast Ed, Who Am I For Real, Growing Up with Edo, Part 1. I came up with the title because that's a little bit of my stage name, Fast Ed, as a musical artist. And who am I? So in Full Sail, there was a project that I'm thinking it's still happening today, where everybody does a Who Am I project. So that's how I came up with that. And that's going to be my book that will hopefully, like, if there was any questions that even if people would ask from the book, I don't even mind that either. But yeah, that's what I like to promote is my first autobiography book of Who Am I For Real? Growing Up with Edo, Part 1.
So I think you hit your plugs. All right, Meech, you can hit your plugs and I'll do mine and we can get up out of here.
All right. So as you guys know, we have ourselves our Instagram, our X, formerly known as Twitter, and our Threads, which is under Blurred City 22. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good jazz. You already know what it is. Discord is linked in the Instagram page. Come join this fine community of just straight degenerosity that we got cooking up in the Discord. Just know that, unlike other group chats, ours will never leak. And then we have ourselves our YouTube and our Patreon under Blurred City Pod. If you donate a little extra cheddar, you get access to very exclusive episodes that will not be seen on regular podcast channels. So if you want to get extra content, hey, go ahead, support us. And also we'll be able to afford food and rent, because some people out here are dying.
Oh, they're starving.
Are starving because I'm poor out here. that was totally not. No, it's
them gym membership fees.
Yeah,
it's not just a gym membership. trying to be on diet, it costs. All right.
Yeah,
especially getting so much whey protein. But we're keeping it moving. All right. So you can support my habits later. But it's not an addiction, y'all. Finally, we have our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com, where you can submit geek out, freak outs, random fan theories, your favorite hot takes, and questions for any of us for any mailbag episodes. Or if you just want to send hate towards the apologetic Shinigami for being gone this whole time and leaving me out to rot. or you can just send hate towards me because I more than likely did something. I don't know. You just ask me what day in the week I did it. I'll probably say, did it end with Y? Finally, I'm also the Jedi Ronin on TikTok as well as Instagram, where I post Saber content as well as just different other projects that will be in the pipeline very soon. So that's all I got.
All right. For my individual author pages, we have my Instagram. That is Metri_Dash. So Metri_Dash. For my ex, formerly known as Twitter, that is @TheMadDash16. And speaking of mailbag, blurredcity22@gmail.com, we are going to do our second annual Valentine's Day episode. So you can start sending questions related to that. The love doctors are back. So with that usual, also my book, Phantom Pain's the Most Irregular Tale, that's already available on Amazon and Kindle. Phantom Reckoning, the sequel to that is coming out February 9th, which will be available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. So check those out. So as usual, we like to leave the people, our guests, leave the people with words of encouragement. So if you have any brief words of encouragement that you want to give to the people, go ahead.
What I want to give to the people is this will be the year of luck and the year of anything is possible. And also, before I leave, because I realize I forgot my thing as well, is if anybody wants to reach me, I have my I'm calling it the Bluebird. The X gonna give it to you. The Edo my Lego. My IG is E Hughes IV, and Facebook is Edo Hughes IV.
Dope. So with that, as we like to say, it's not goodbye forever. Hence, well, I'm going back on hiatus, so I'll see y'all when I see y'all, but it's goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See y'all later if I don't get this podcast canceled before he gets back.
Right.